The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan joins us now with the sports news. JD, Shane O'Donnell's inter-county career will finish at the end of Clare's season.
It will. Ciara and Shane, good evening. Yeah, the 32-year-old will wear the saffron and blue for the final time, either on Sunday if Clare lose to Limerick in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final, or after the final if they win this weekend. So, 13 years ago, 2013, Shane O'Donnell is told by David Fitzgerald, you're playing in the replay. He's 19 years of age and he scores a hat-trick of goals and he looks like a Beatle. I mean that the best possible way, and he's just this rock star.
You mean one of the Fab Four as opposed to the insect?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably important you clarified that.
Just in case.
Shane, if you're listening, definitely the Fab Four. And what a star.
I don't know, he's a great lad as well.
Yes.
And he got a second All-Ireland as well a couple of years
ago. Herder of the Year 2 years ago.
He was unplayable 2 years ago.
Well, the way he plays the game, he just goes for the juggler. He's got great movement, strength, ability to twist and turn, and knocking the slitter off the ground onto the boss, and just really has had a very interesting career with Clare, because you know you're the superstar teenager and then you have a lot of injuries and he had a concussion and then he comes back to win Hurler of the Year.
Really, yes. Articulately about that concussion. He's a bright guy.
He has a PhD and big involvement in science. So he outlined his reason for his decision today. Shane O'Donnell.
Look, I think the time has kind of come. It's never going to be as cut as dry as, yeah, definitely going to be, I have to finish. It's never going to be like that. But yeah, I think the balance has kind of tipped over to just it being the right time to move on after this year.
Sure, he'll continue to play for Era O'Gannis's club.
We wish him well in his retirement. A few good games tonight in the World Cup.
I stayed up for USA Bosnia till 3 a.m. So
did you? I fell asleep watching it. I knew then it was time to go to bed.
This World Cup is killing all of us.
The World Cup tracker on the Hard Shoulder. How long can you stay awake?
I haven't made it to the end of any of the late games. I keep waking up and going, who won?
Well, we have Spain versus Austria in LA from 8 o'clock this evening. Portugal, Croatia in Toronto for midnight. Switzerland to play Algeria at 4 a.m. in Vancouver. So what have we got this evening? Well, Spain, no goals conceded in the group stage. Haven't really got going, though, I feel.
No.
I'm waiting for them to ignite like France have. Pau Gubarsi, though, is fascinating. He's the young, really talented central defender from Barcelona. Obviously, Lamine Yamal. Austria were outclassed by Argentina in the group stage. They conceded 3 versus Algeria. Spain should be winning this.
Yeah.
Not the Croatian vintage of 2018 or 1998 for their game with Portugal.
But maybe good enough to beat Portugal.
Well, Ronaldo's a liability. He just walks around. He's 41 years of age. It all revolves around him. And I know he scored against Uzbekistan, but I just feel he is holding Portugal back. And that makes them vulnerable.
Top soccer pundit Shane Coleman said that this would happen before the World Cup kicked off.
I had a bit of blindness about this because of the Portugal midfield is so good, but I almost think they're being negated by just this concentration on Ronaldo.
You can't win the World Cup with an old fella up front. You just can't.
say that with some sadness, Shane. Because one can always dream.
It sounds like you know, in the whatever the cottage day. You can't, you know,
you don't win that with kids. You don't win that with kids.
You've got that old fellow up front, and he's not going to do anything for you. In the terraces of Denier. The Swiss haven't won a knockout match at the World Cup back to 1994. They play Algeria. That should change. I think Yohan Manzambi's been an excellent star in the making for Switzerland. Algeria conceded 7 in the group stage, but I think that's one to wake up to the result of tomorrow morning, to be honest. Spain, yeah. Austria will be more palatable for people this evening.
It is getting exciting.
It is very much so. And the Senegal Belgium last night was just bonkers. Absolute bonkers.
Yeah.
Penalty shootouts.
The poor Senegalese, they must have thought they had it in the bag.
Well, they did. And then they went to sleep for 5 minutes. And
I woke up and it was a nightmare.
Well, that's it.
And the third goal was a penalty.
It was. But then England now haven't got to Mexico. Brazil, that Norway and England, Mexico Sunday night and Monday morning.
Is that going to be a huge challenge for England? Home, turf, all of that, and the altitude.
And Mexico are a good side.
They are a good
side,
yeah. Haven't conceded a goal. So bring it on. It's getting great.
Yeah, it is. It is good. The Ireland team has been named for the Nations Championship opener against Australia in Sydney.
Yes, it has. The Prendergast brothers back in the starting 15, Kean and Sam. Remember, they both started against France in the Six Nations. And
let's hope it works out better this
time. Yeah, it wasn't the best. But to be fair to Sam Prendergast.
Not due to them, but it was just a tough day for everyone.
Yeah, it was. And Ireland have done much better since. The team is Hugo Keenan, Rob Balakoon, Gary Ringrose, Stuart McCluskey, Jamie Osborne, Sam Prendergast, Jameson Gibson-Park, Tom O'Toole, Dan Sheehan, the skipper. Tadhg Furlong, Joe McCarthy, James Ryan, Cian Prendergast, Josh van der Fleer and Jack Conan. 11:10 a.m. Irish time in Sydney is the kickoff time on Saturday. Remember, this is a new competition to replace the summer and autumn friendlies. By the way, Joey Carberry back at Leinster 8 years after he left, the 30-year-old has had stints in Munster and Bordeaux and back with Leinster now.
Okay, good stuff.
Never felt Ireland got the best out of Joey Carberry. I think New Zealand would have, in a way, we didn't. I'm not sure we appreciate that kind of mercurial talent.
I do think you're right, but I also think injuries were before that World Cup, he had a bad injury and that never helps.
Yeah. The Donald is coming to Doonbeg for the Irish Open.
Seems as if US President Donald Trump will attend the Irish Open in September. So he has recorded a video message for the US Ambassador's Independence Day celebrations in Dublin, saying he hoped to attend the County Clare event to watch Rory and the great players. That's Rory McIlroy, obviously. The tournament to be staged at the Doonbeg Links, where Trump has a course between September 10th and 13th. Who else is confirmed? Shane Lowry, Patrick Harrington, Luke Donald, and even John Ram today, the Live Rebel, former major winner and winner of the Irish Open at Lahinch in the same county 7 years ago. I was there that week in Lahinch and it was incredible. It was a carnival. Don't know if we're going to get the same type of vibe in September, but I wait to be proved wrong.
I suspect we will. In the same way the World Cup is bigger, do you know what I mean, than the petty politicising of FIFA or all of those types of things. I sometimes think these big events, these big, particularly team events and all of that, they
last year's Irish Open was brilliant. Wasn't it last year that Rory won?
Yes.
That putt at the 18 to level it.
At the K Club.
And just seeing all the kids who were
just magnificent.
So excited. Yes. It was brilliant. It really was. It was really
that
good.
Is on the agenda both today and in September, folks.
Okay. Exciting times.
It is.
Thank you, JD. Bye.
Thank you, JD. We will chat to you tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.